Sorry about that. Yeah, basically saying that, it went through my mind. I'm sure it went through everybody else's mind that that were it. I couldn't begin to see a way out. We had we felt the heat coming through the windows. We could see the flames, pitch black outside. We didn't know what was happening. Obviously, you were in full control, but we didn't know that. We could tell the plane were on its way down. It seemed a real steep sort of decline, and I think we were just waiting for impact and thinking that this is it. I remember, as I say, your life literally flashes by, and mine certainly did that night. I thought we were all goners. We're all gone as John, but somehow, he got it down onto that tarmac. It bumped along a little bit, and all of a sudden there was just a deathly silence. We'd stopped. There were a bit of screaming or shouting or whatever, and the next thing I knew, the door were open. We were jumping out. We were running away. I remember thinking, I don't look back. That must go up with a bang in a minute. I don't want to sort of burn my face. I need to keep facing the other way. And everybody's running in the pitch black. Shocking. We could see the terminal, whatever it was, in front of us. And after so long, it felt sort of safe to look around, and we did. And I don't know if I've sort of made it up as the years have gone on, but I'm pretty certain then at that point that when we looked round, it went with a bit of a bang. I'm sure it did. But I'm telling you, as if you weren't there, John, I'm just saying, the memory's very, very vivid, and like I said, it'll never leave me. But I'll never forget you, John. What you did that night. You're my hero. You're a true hero, and I wish you good health and happiness for many years to come. God bless you, John. Bye.